This is the Money Savvy podcast from MoneyWeb, where we tackle personal finance matters with leading financial advisors. Your host, Buitumelo Ntsoko.
Welcome to the Money Savvy podcast. I'm Buitumelo Ntsoko. The end of the year is upon us, and it's the perfect time to reflect on the year that has been and to wrap up some loose ends. This is why creating a financial planning checklist can not only help you get your affairs in order, but it can be crucial to getting the new year off to a great start. Devon Card, who is a certified financial planner at CrewInvest, joins us on this episode to go over some of the things that should be on your checklist. Welcome, Devon.
Hi, Tumi. Thank you for having me.
Now, as I mentioned in the intro, December is a good time to think about the past 11 months. What are some of the things you should consider when reviewing how you managed your money throughout the year?
Yeah, so, you know, often, you know, life is so chaotic, it's sometimes difficult to actually sit down and review, you know, how you've kind of done in the year financially. And look, there's some great apps out there like, you know, 22/7 that, you know, a lot of people are already starting to engage with. But one of the very simple techniques that we like to use with our clients is to look at their emergency fund as their watermark. You know, obviously you've got funds coming in and funds going out, but emergency funds, you know, are typically left and earmarked for exactly that, an emergency. And, you know, typically we would tell our clients, you know, take a look at what that level is at the start of the year. And if at the end of the year it's decreased, and you can't explain why, you can't find those big lumpy expenditures that you know you needed to pull money out to do it, then obviously you've tucked into that on a monthly basis, and then that's when your budget needs to be reviewed, because obviously what you budgeted for, you aren't able to maintain those levels. So it's just a nice little trick to kind of review the year to see where exactly you stand.
And what about those people who don't have an emergency fund?
Yeah, so look, then obviously it's, you know, that's the easy test, but it is time consuming. But, you know, your bank statement is exactly, you know, it links nicely to your budget in terms of that is your record keeping, a book. So a very nice technique. It's quite difficult to do all at once at the end of the year. We like to say, you know, every 3 months, pull your 3 months bank statement, you know, see where money's gone out. If you've done a cash withdrawal, you check your wallet. If there's no cash in the wallet, obviously it's been spent on something. Yeah, and then you're almost able to go back to that original budget and say, okay, where exactly, you know, am I on point or where am I actually overspending? And you're able to then essentially mark yourself to see how you've done in the year.
Now, if you find that your financial situation has deteriorated or you haven't achieved the goals that you set at the start of the year, what action should you take?
Look, it's always difficult, you know, if we kind of look at what these last 2 years have been like. You know, COVID has been tough. So I think first and foremost, anyone who's feeling that right now, look, don't be hard on yourself. It has been a very, very tough 24 months. But if you have set realistic goals and you haven't achieved them, you know, the first thing to do is to go back to that budget and see where exactly you have gone wrong. You know, often it's a case of, you know, potentially debt levels have increased, and, you know, the interest payments potentially are starting to eat away at your ability to achieve those goals. And then it's a case of saying, well, look, before I try and achieve any of those goals I've set out, maybe I need to address the debt levels, and actually having a plan for reducing those debt levels might be your next goal for 2022.
Before taking your foot off the pedal and enjoying the holiday season, should you review all your insurance needs? And that includes like short-term and life insurance.
So we obviously don't specifically set a time at the end of the year to do it. Generally, we would advise clients to review these policies at least once a year. Doesn't have to be at the end of the year before you go on holiday. Sometimes that can bring about a bit of stress. We also advise that if there's any major life-changing event, you know, to obviously review those policies at that point. So I think it's more a case of if you haven't done it this year, then before you go on holiday, it's definitely advisable to make sure that you make any changes that are required before you step away from the work office.
With it being the festive season, we know that this is a time for a lot of accidents, and now we're in the fourth wave of the COVID-19 pandemic. Would now also be a good time to go over your estate plan?
Yes, definitely. You know, as a business ourselves, given what's going on around the world, we have personally been dealing with a lot of estate plan reviews and will reviews. Obviously, we're fully aware of the dangers of the road this time of the year in our own country. So definitely, if it hasn't been addressed recently, it's not a bad idea to just review that estate plan just to make sure all your affairs are in order, just in case the worst case scenario does happen during this festive time.
Now, with the end of the tax year in February, what tax planning should you undertake now?
Yeah, so this is a crucial time now. You know, as we head into, you know, December holidays, we kind of come back and there's not much time left until that end of the tax year. And we're all fully aware of, you know, the one or two items that are crucially important to address. And that's obviously number one, maximizing your retirement annuity or pension / provident fund contributions to make use of that tax deduction, and of course topping up your tax-free savings account. So yeah, just two big important items to keep in mind as we head towards the end of the tax year.
And we know, like, the past 2 years have been quite hectic for businesses and for individuals. For those who are lucky enough to get a bonus this year, what are 5 ways you'd recommend that they use these funds?
Okay, so maybe something a bit contradictory to, you know, financial planning and saving, but first and foremost, we like to have our clients have a bit of balance in their life. So we do advise them to allocate a portion of that bonus to actually pay yourself. You know, it's almost like reward yourself. It's been a hard year. If you've earned a bonus, allocate some that you're actually going to spend. And the reason why we advise allocating a portion, because if you just kind of leave it there, you know, you fritter it away and before you know it, it's gone. So firstly, pay yourself, select how much you want to use of that bonus for pleasure and leisure. The next important one would obviously be debt. You know, if there's any debt that's been accumulated, you know, throughout these hard times, especially expensive unsecured debt like credit cards, overdraft facilities, etc., that would be the next best place to put money away. If there's anything left over after that, as I said in the previous point, being aware of the end of the tax year, contributing towards RA or pension fund, especially if you're working in a fairly decent sized corporate, they should be able to run a contribution via payroll so you get the tax break immediately. And then finally, just being aware of future cash flow. You're going to come back from your holiday and go head first into 2022. And just making sure if there's any unexpected line items that might crop up, you've got a bit of that bonus tucked away for those emergencies.
Speaking of that, the start of the new year is usually stressful, especially for parents who have to pay school fees and buy stationery and school uniform for their kids. What tips do you have, not only for parents, but everyone, to prepare for January?
Yeah, so a bit of a cliche one that we use around the office, and that one of the biggest kept secrets is that, surprise, surprise, December 25th is Christmas. And much like that, you know, January is start of school. So the biggest tip we can give parents is to not wait until that point to then, you know, stress about cash flow, is to make sure you've planned from the previous January. If you know you're going to have to pay out a large chunk towards upfront school fees or school uniforms or stationery, make sure you've scrolled some way every month for that very occasion. Of course, if you were lucky enough to receive a bonus, you know, as I said about future cash flows, if you know you're going to have to buy new uniforms, allocating some of that towards that. And then maybe one for the kids is to just understand the pressures that mom and dad are under. And it's difficult when kids ask for certain things, you know, like around Christmas time. And sometimes parents feel obliged to, you know, buy them the new toy or the PlayStation or the Xbox, not being aware that, you know, around the corner is the start of school and mom and dad might just be under some pressure. So, you know, just be aware of the financial situation and not ask for too much. So it's a bit of a joint effort within the family.
Thank you so much, Devin, for joining us on this episode.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That was Devin Card, who is a certified financial planner at Crew Invest.
Thanks for listening to the Money Savvy podcast, hosted by Buitumelo and Soko. To listen to more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. Money Savvy.